WWNO continues its weekly series on nonprofits in the New Orleans area. Community Impact is a partnership of WWNO and the Greater New Orleans Foundation. Today, I bring you more on neighborhood housing services.
In 1,000 feet, continue on to US 90 West.
I cross over the Mississippi River, bound for Avondale, with Dave Holt.
I'm a project manager with Neighborhood Housing Services of New Orleans. We are heading to the Cage's house, Mr. and Mrs. Cage. Sometime in the last year, we remodeled his bathroom because he's wheelchair bound. So we made his bathroom accessible to him. So it kind of gave him his independence and privacy back.
Neighborhood Housing Services is part of a national organization which helps revitalize neighborhoods by increasing home ownership. They also build new houses and do project management.
And then the newest thing that we've kind of gotten into in the last couple of years is aging in place, which is modifying or remodeling a home so that you can live there longer or later in life. It's a lot less expensive than being in an institution.
Not to mention the fact that people want to stay in their homes, where they live longer and with greater physical and mental health than they do in nursing homes. This part of Neighborhood Housing Services, or NHS, making homes accessible to people as they age, is becoming a really big deal.
In the United States, every day of the year, 12,000 people turn 65 years old.
They call it the silver tsunami. It had been about a year since Dave Holt first met Lawrence and Mamie Cage.
Hi.
There they are,
hey,
the Cages.
The time going.
Yeah, November.
But that's the best thing. The thing go off of Mr. Holt and Miss the nurse from Oshkosh that got in touch with you. Thank God for her. Because she asked me, was there anything else you need, Miss Cage? I say, I need a handicapped shower.
Mr. Cage had a stroke 4 years ago. He's been in a wheelchair ever since, which was too wide to get through the bathroom door in the house they'd lived in since 1970. It was the first home they ever owned and where they raised their kids, near Mr. Cage's job at the Southern Refinery in Avondale. But now, the bathroom was a series of huge obstacles, like the bathtub.
Only trip I had was getting in the tub and getting out.
Well, before, it was kind of hard because awkward. Because we had to do the bench,
then keep him falling down in there.
Yeah, you have to sit him on the, get him on the bench. Then you have to get his leg over in this tub like that, you know.
And the tub wasn't the only hard part. Mrs. Lawrence would be in the middle of doing something, and suddenly her husband needed to use the bathroom.
Oh man, I'm doing this and now he gotta go to the bathroom. Why you gotta go to the bathroom right now?
Something had to change, but with their savings eaten up in medical expenses, the Lawrences didn't know how to afford it.
How am I going to do this? You know, do a handicapped bathroom. I don't have any money. And every time I would ask for different programs, they were saying, well, you know, you use a dollar over, or you $2 over, you know, we can't do it.
Until they found Neighborhood Housing Services. Most of NHS's referrals come, like the Cages did, through outpatient care or through the Office on Aging. Mamie and Lawrence take me to see their new bathroom, which basically allowed Mr. Cage to stay in his home.
And they did the door, and the other one he can, you know, go right in.
In addition to a new, wider bathroom door, there are grab bars, a shower he can roll right into, a higher toilet, and a wall-mounted sink without a cabinet underneath to get in the wheelchair's way. Learn more about Neighborhood Housing Services at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.